This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're doing a topless Wednesday here in the studio. At least two-thirds of us are doing so. Daryl, you're not participating?
No.
Topless Wednesdays?
Someone needs to call in tomorrow on Thursday and try to get Topless Thursdays as well. I think that would get you a lot of cam views.
I'm pretty sure it would actually get us banned from Twitch and YouTube if we did
that. She would not participate.
No, there's no way she would do that. She's way too conservative. You're talking about Heather, your Thursday night co-host. Although I heard a rumor that you might be getting a different co-host in on a Thursday night at some point in the future. I don't know if that's been nailed down yet, but...
Nothing has been confirmed.
Hopefully,
and it would be, you know, like a once a month sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
I'm hoping that happens. So you'll keep us in the loop when that develops. All right. So it's Ian, Conan, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Conan, you work for the post office.
I do. I'm back with the post office. I took a 20-year hiatus.
Okay.
And then I came back and just doing part time. I can't work like some of these fools can, you know, 6 days a week. I don't know how they do it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
I think that the men in black had it right, that not all mailmen are aliens, but an awful lot of them. I don't know if you remember that.
It's been 20 years since I've seen that movie, probably when it came out in theaters.
But yeah,
whatever.
I love just working Saturdays and Sundays, and I hate to see anything happen to a place that I love working at, and they have financial problems.
Well, the post office is something we've been covering for years on Free Talk Live. The financial problems, of course, seem to stem from the fact that they're essentially a government monopoly on first-class mail,
yep,
meaning that no one else can compete legally with the post office. The FedEx and UPS can compete on package delivery on products or mail over a dollar in value, as I understand it. And this goes all the way back to the days of Lysander Spooner in the late 1800s.
I don't know if the value has anything to do with it. It's regulated by, there's first class mail, mm-hmm, second class, third class. Third class are packages. I forget what second class mail is, but the post office has a government-granted monopoly on first class mail, which is letters.
Well, maybe...
Which is in huge decline, which is part
of... Because of the internet, partially.
Yeah, exactly.
Partially.
Digital mail is the way these days. And
but
so
I can send a letter, just to be clear, through FedEx and through UPS. I just have to pay for their regular rates.
You would pay for
what's called a flat.
You would pay for what it's actually worth. So right now you're paying, 50, 51 cents to send a letter anywhere in the U.S., and that is hugely subsidized.
It's subsidized.
So they might have a monopoly on this, but at the same time, they're forced to do this. They're forced to be open 6 days or 5 days a week. And I work Sundays, by the way.
And they can't change their rates without an act of Congress.
They can't do anything without an act of Congress, basically.
Well,
they can't change the days. They can't change the rates. They can't change their business model. They can't do, really. They have to go to Congress to ask them for permission to change how they do their business.
And there's one other huge issue, and that is their pre-funding of their pension system.
Yes,
that a lot of people don't know about.
Issue.
I've been looking into it all day, trying to figure out how much money is in there, how much they put aside. I know that Congress forced them back in, I think, 2007 to spend 10 years pre-funding their pension program, which is part of the reason why they are in debt. However, I found out today, because I mean, you talk to anybody that I work for, the clerks, the postmaster, everybody, they're like, "Yeah, we're in the red because we have to put so much billions of dollars into this pre-fund every year." Guess what? They haven't put anything in it since 2012. So last year, when they were almost $3 billion short,
yeah,
they can't blame it on the fact that they've been putting money aside, because they haven't. So anyways,
yeah, it's a fiasco.
This story comes from the Wall Street Journal. It was posted on the 22nd.
Before you get into that, I heard somewhere, Daryl, that it's that one of the things that defines their monopoly on first-class mail is a $1 maximum, meaning that in theory, FedEx and UPS could compete in the delivery of first-class mail, meaning letter delivery, once it goes above a dollar. That's what I heard. So I don't remember where, though.
I do not think they would ever do such a thing unless they had hubs where they could deliver to. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do what I do. They're not going to go out to the boondocks for some trailer on the end of the road.
For 50 cents.
For not even that, for some, you know, a penny junk mail.
Right.
And I'm not supposed to say junk mail, by the way. That's taboo, but I'm going.
What's the industry term? What's the term, like the jargon that you...
My paycheck. But yeah, I deliver an awful lot of bull crap.
A lot of junk.
And I think that if I saw the numbers correctly, it's less than 10% that are actually personal correspondences that are actually delivered.
Oh, wow.
And then most of it's junk, and then an awful lot of it. Every single year, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's parcel delivery. We were becoming a parcel delivery system.
Right, and that's why you're working on Sundays, because Amazon has some kind of contract.
That is all I do on Sundays is Amazon. I don't deliver anyone else's packages, just Amazon. And by the way, as far as FedEx and UPS is concerned, we actually, it's not worth it to them to hit that trailer on the end of the dirt road. They actually pay us to deliver their packages that they don't want to travel to. And it makes a lot of sense financially.
I have seen stuff where, you know, like I'll do a tracking and it will show that something either went from the post office to UPS or vice versa. And it's like, wait, that doesn't really make any sense.
Hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of does of, hey, I realize, you know, we're competing, but at the same time,
you're sending the guy out there anyways. You might as well. I mean, it makes sense. It's like carpooling.
All right, so what's the news? Trump has been talking about privatization.
His administration in this article is going after it, but I know that I've heard him on the stump actually talking about the deals. That he says they were losing money from Amazon. The way I see it, Amazon is helping us keeping us afloat.
Really?
In fact, if anything, I think that it would be probably financially a financial gain if Amazon was to actually, if we were to go private,
just be bought by Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm serious. They wouldn't be delivering junk mail and little personal correspondences. I mean, and we would raise the rates.
If they paid them enough. Yeah, if you pay them enough, they'll do it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hold on. How is the post office going to be able to afford to buy Amazon?
No, the other way around.
Other way around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said when the post office goes private, they buy Amazon.
And by the way, these are both my baddies. Post office and Amazon. That's who I work for.
Oh, I see.
So you sell books
on Amazon.
It wouldn't bother me. I'm working for the same two clowns.
Gotcha.
So this came out last week, Wall Street Journal article, Jennifer Smith. The Trump administration is proposing to restructure the U.S. Postal Service with an eye to taking it private, a step it said would cut costs and give the financially burdened agency greater flexibility in adjusting to the digital age.
It would, of course. I don't know what the exact plan is. This is the first I'm hearing about
if rates were to go up, which they would need to be, to actually, you know, make sense, even more people would move digital.
Sure. It would give them the incentive to do that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And then, of course, as all the elderly folks, you know, begin to pass away, nobody will ever send another letter to anybody unless they want to be, like, quaint.
Yeah, the only letters that would be continued to be sent were things like certifieds from the government, from the water company.
Dumb old government things, right.
The recommendation is part of a sweeping plan to reorganize and trim the size of the federal government. The broader plan, which would require congressional approval, drew mixed responses on Capitol Hill after it was released on Thursday.
Well, of course.
Yes, of course. And the union doesn't like it either, which I am not a part of, by the way.
The Postal Union?
The Postal Union. The proposed post reforms...
Which, by the way, must be a very strong union, right?
Yes.
Because the post office has...
600,000 employees.
Right. They've got as many as the
Army. It's more than Walmart.
Right? But more like than the Army, even, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's a very, very... But I think they only have like 200,000 of those 600,000 that are actually part of the union, which I was surprised to hear.
Still, that's humongous.
Hold on. So how are you not forced to be part of the union?
I'm a part-timer.
Okay.
And I'm not city. Rural carriers don't have to sign in. And I don't think you know what? I don't think cities have to sign in either. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there was something that came out today about Supreme Court decided that
Yeah, there was some kind of court case about public sector unions.
You don't have to. You are not forced to sign into that.
Really?
Yep.
All right. So we got more coming up here. We'll talk more about whatever this plan is that Trump has to privatize.
It's the best plan.
It may be.
It is huge.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it yet. So we'll find out more of what it includes. And Conan actually works for the post office. We'll get your thoughts. The toll free number here is 855-450-free like freedom. But will they be able to get it past the union? 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Donald Trump, apparently a proposal, putting forward a proposal to privatize the U.S. Postal Service. We're going to get into that here, Conan, because you actually work for them. So you're kind of a man on the inside.
And deliver thousands of packages a year through them.
How long have you been back there? A year now?
Since November.
So not quite a year. More than half a year. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. Also, on the way here tonight, I know Daryl is going to be telling us about some psychopath advocating journalists be gunned down. And we'll tell you more about that also. Cannabis banking amendment has been apparently shut down in the federal government, which is not good news. But if they can actually privatize the post office, that could very well be good news. We're going to get into that. But I also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, which is where you go if you want to learn more about cryptocurrency. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin. You've heard us talking about cryptocurrencies, but you just haven't taken the time to go and learn about it for yourself, because you do have to do your due diligence, and you do have to, you know, there's a bit of a learning curve here. This is new technology. It's easier now than it's ever been in the past. That's definitely true. So it's now's the best time to get in, just because it's just so easy to do with the different types of wallets and such. But anyway, go to Bitcoin.com to get started and learn the basics about Bitcoin. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, head over to their news side over at news.bitcoin.com. You get fresh headlines every single day there, and information about the world of Bitcoin. So once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. Where's your story from again?
This is from the Wall Street Journal last week.
All right. What's going on?
The proposed postal reform comes as shifts in the way people communicate and shop are straining delivery networks created decades earlier to deliver mail across the country. President Donald Trump has launched a task force, not a space force, a task force, to review finances and operations at the agency, which has been losing money for years.
Yeah. That's what the review's going to show, is that they've been hemorrhaging cash, billions of dollars, every single year. I mean, it is a loser of a business.
For a decade. 20 years ago, they were actually making money.
Sure. But now the world is very different.
Yep.
Now
that's the way it works.
People shop online.
We have businesses here in Keene that are actually, you know, shop owners that are retiring, and no one's wanting to pick up and take over the shops or move into the vacant areas.
Mm.
And everyone's like, buy local and da 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 da, and we got to save our shops. And here I am. I've adapted.
Yeah.
I've decided that this is not the way anymore. I can service. I can support the entire country with my business. Whereas right. I can support only a small few chunk, you know, a small little click here.
You sell books.
I sell books. I sell them all over the country. I used to sell them all over the world, and I got tired of dealing with the postage fees and not being
customs.
Not being paid back adequately by Amazon. So I dropped that crap real quick.
Gotcha.
So this discussion here, and I want to, you know, sidetrack for just a moment. We're talking about possibly privatizing the post office, but there are a bunch of people that like to say, well, no, the post office is already privatized. So what exactly would wind up being
so
different?
So we are quasi-fed, but we don't pay federal tax. We don't pay state or local municipal tax.
Meaning you don't pay property tax on the property tax?
Correct.
Okay.
Of course, we have the monopoly that gives us an advantage over the competition.
Right.
But, I mean, there's things like we don't own our own jets. We actually have to pay. We ship our stuff on, like, Amazon jets and UPS jets.
Okay.
And they turn around, by the way, and they give us deals because it's a handshake deal between all of the parties.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, the big one is that we don't pay taxes.
So the post office is a tax-exempt entity.
Oh, and I forgot one out too. The loans, and we can take out up to $15 billion in loans, which, by the way, were maxed.
Federal loans.
But it is crazily subsidized. It's like 1% or something.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two big ones, taxes and subsidized loans.
Well, plus the pensions, which are being subsidized by the taxpayers.
It's the leftovers, like the almost $3 billion that wasn't paid last year.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be picked up by somebody. If we can't take a loan out to pay that anymore, so someone...
No, the post office
someone
usually
that
goes...
Up.
Right. The post office, as I recall, usually the postmaster general or whoever goes to Congress and basically says, well, we lost this
Congress.
Many billion... this year.
Give
so,
me more.
Yeah, we lost this many billion this year, but we have to pay all these post office people, these union people, their, well, I don't know what the rate is, you know, typical government pension rates, it's like 90%.
It's good pensions.
You know, 90% plus all the bennies or whatever. Yeah, we got it. We told them we'd pay them for the rest of their life, so now we got to pay them even though we're not making any money. Can the taxpayers foot that bill? And the answer is always yes.
Yeah, and that's coming, and that is coming from the federal employment retirement system. So we pay in.
Mm.
We're paying something in. I know a lot of my coworkers is coming out of their check.
Okay.
And right. So what you're basically saying is that the post office is a government entity, even though people like to say that it's not a government entity because people are stupid.
It's, well, somewhat more independent than most government entities, but it is by no means its own separate entity. It still has strings attached to the federal government, many of them. So the question, I guess, or the proposal would be to cut some of those strings or cut all of them?
The big one is if they can cut the strings on days worked and on rates.
But what is Trump's proposal?
Those right there.
Okay.
I think he wants to privatize everything, but that would give us the advantage of closing on Saturdays or maybe Wednesdays right in the middle of the week, mm-hmm, and raising rates, and that would fix the problem.
Right, which are two things that you have to go through Congress for approval at this point, meaning the Postmaster General has to get those, mm-hmm, proposals approved by Congress in order to do that. If you were to make it a more private organization, then whatever board of directors or whoever would make those decisions.
And the other problem is the mandated pre-funding of the pensions,
mm-hmm,
which, by the way, I don't even know. Supposedly, we've been pre-funding for 10 years, or 4 years anyways, and they haven't 6 years. But I, just like Social Security, I think that's a fund that won't exist when I'm able to collect.
Right.
I think that's something that'll be raided if it even exists.
So what more from the Journal? Do they tell you more about what?
Privatizing the Postal Service would provide a greater freedom to raise prices. Here we go. And negotiate pay and benefits, according to the White House proposal. A private postal operator could cut costs by delivering mail fewer days a week and to more centralized locations, it said. And so that would basically get rid of my job as a rural carrier. I wouldn't be hitting that trailer at the end of the road. They would probably just have post office boxes, or if you live in a city.
Right. There are some towns to where people don't have mailboxes in front of their house.
Mm-hmm.
They go down to the post office, and everybody has a P.O. box.
These days, if you try to get a P.O. box these days, it's much harder. You have to jump through a lot more hoops to get a post office or a mailbox in front of your house. It's because we can't drive up because it's money.
I see.
So a neighborhood on my route was established. You know, the houses are, you know,
brand new,
50 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, up here that's pretty new.
But their mail was being sent to a centralized location, and then that stopped. And the question was, do we put mailboxes all down this street? Or do we set up an NDCBU, which is a centralized little unit,
mm-hmm,
at the beginning of the street? And so there's at least a dozen customers who have to drive, you know, half a mile up the street to get
their mail.
Yeah, to get this location.
All right, there's more coming up here. You'll share more, I guess.
There's a lot more.
All right, and then Reason says, this is a plan that needs a serious look. The toll-free number here is 855.
If you want Conan to survive, we need to do this.
450-855-450-3733. We've got more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately, and hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man, and I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise, and I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
By the Donald Trump administration to reorganize aspects of the federal government. Now, this is a 132-page document. I did just pull it up here. I have not gone through, obviously, the entire thing.
It's the best document. It's got all the best words. It's huge.
But they would have you believe, ultimately, that that the government needs reform, that they need to change how everything works to make it more efficient, to make it more 21st century, ostensibly. And then it goes through and proposes basically to, move about certain bureaucracies, shuffle the cards somewhat. I don't know. Maybe there's actually some proposals to reduce here and there. Like I said, I haven't looked through the whole 132 pages, but the header that I'm looking at here, mission alignment imperatives, organizational realignments to enhance mission and service delivery, and then they go through several different points there, and then there's another one, management improvement and efficiency opportunities. Again, the suggestion here that they can make government work better. And I just don't buy it. Government's always going to suck. It's always going to be slow. It's always going to be ponderous. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be violent. It's going to be dangerous. It's going to be a monopoly. It's going to have no, competition, prohibited by law, basically, to have competition. But if they can actually spin off the post office, I'll give him credit because that's a pretty big bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
The post office is a massive bureaucracy, as you pointed out, Conan, with over 600,000 postal employees at this point. I mean, that's military size. It's tremendous. You said a couple hundred thousand of them are in a postal union, and this postal union has already announced its opposition to the proposed changes that the Trump administration would like to make to the Postal Service, which is to say, to ostensibly make it a more private operation. And so if the postal union is against it, that could be an indicator that this might actually be a good plan. So, Conan, tell us more about it.
I was way off, too. It looks like 875,000 employees.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Continuing on this article from the Wall Street Journal, the Postal Service has, of course, been lobbying for freedom to raise the prices and asking Congress to pass legislation to ease some of the burdens of its workers' retirement benefits. On Thursday, Postmaster General Megan Brennan said she would continue to work with the President and Congress to revamp the agency's flawed business model, but it would be up to Congress to determine whether privatizing the agency was the best course or will be the best course. The American Postal Workers Union, which represents 200,000 postal workers, objected to the idea of privatizing the agency. Of course.
Because then their union wouldn't be as strong, right?
Exactly.
Now, there was some sort of, you mentioned a Supreme Court ruling earlier today, apparently, that said something about public union workers.
That you would not be forced to pay into a public union.
Which is a big deal.
But it looks like this is semi-private. There's only 200,000 out of 800,000, or almost 900,000 employees, so it looks, I'm not obligated
to sign
it.
You're already not obligated.
So this is treated like a private industry.
Yeah, I wonder if the post office had more autonomy, if it was a more private organization, would they be able to just simply get rid of the union workers?
Well, no, because there are still some states that require, if there's a union, then everybody that works there must join the union. It's called closed shop.
Right.
The union representative goes on to say the proposal would end regular mail and package services at an affordable cost and hurt rural Americans and e-commerce. The union's president, Mark Diamondstein, in a statement.
You don't care about rural Americans?
Hey, I care about the money. If we're losing money, we can't do it.
Yeah, but you're going to hurt people.
You could drive.
These people are going to starve.
You could drive to the center of town and pick up your stupid junk mail.
Right. I mean, the reality is, if you're going to live out in the middle of nowhere,
it's just like the whole internet debacle here in the Monadnock region. Here, everyone's like, we've got to have high speed internet to everyone, and it's like, dude, if you live up on top of the mountain, all by your lonesome, there's only three people up there.
Nobody's obligated to run a line to you.
The representatives here in this area want it to be.
That's ridiculous.
They want to make municipal bonds to pay $50,000, $100,000 or whatever it is to run a line up to one guy.
One of the perks of living out in the woods is that there's lower costs of living in general,
Living off the grid.
You're not paying the property taxes of a big city. There's certain costs that are lower. But there are also certain costs that are higher, like the fact that you've got to pay more for internet access, or you've got to...
Or you might not get certain services.
Or you've got to drive out to the mailbox.
You've got to have a generator.
To get your mail, that kind of thing.
This is the way it works, but we live in an entitlement society, a victimhood society, and a big one is entitlement, where everyone thinks they deserve everything, regardless of whether they paid into it or not. This is our problem. This is our country's problem. This is where we're going. This is why we're going to fail. Because everyone believes that they deserve everything because their neighbor has it. My neighbor has it. I deserve to have it. Who do I have to vote for to get this? And they'll vote for that person, for the biggest fish. It's horrible.
Daryl, are you trying to jump in there?
So I've actually pulled up something on that Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
Where it's actually not really what we had thought. So what the Supreme Court did, and CNN says, Supreme Court dealt a major blow to public sector unions. Well, actually, what it was, the court struck down an Illinois law that required non-union workers to pay union fees for collective bargaining. So it wasn't whether or not people could be forced to join the union. There are some places to where there are union workers and non-union workers, and apparently in Illinois, they were requiring the non-union workers at the public sector establishments to pay the union fees, even though they weren't union members.
Isn't that how they are they allowed to do that in this state for public sector?
I don't think so.
Because I remember there was a big debate about that last year, and I don't remember what it was.
I'm not sure.
There was some legislation that was trying to be passed.
There was a right-to-work legislation that was working its way through, but because the thing that was going through also affected private businesses, some of the more libertarian members of the legislature wound up voting against it because they didn't want to interfere with the private contracts.
Back to this article. Yep. The Postal Service's first-class mail revenue is failing as more correspondence and businesses is conducted by email.
Right. It's been failed. Yep. It has been failing for more than a decade.
The only thing that's keeping us afloat right now are parcels.
Yeah.
At the same time, the rapid growth of e-commerce is pushing greater volumes of packages through its networks, like companies like Amazon. United Parcel Services Incorporated and FedEx Corp, often relying on the Postal Service's army of mail carriers for so-called last-mile delivery, the guy in the hill, the guy in the end of the street. last-mile delivery to people's homes and businesses. Parcels are more costly to process and deliver than envelopes. Those expenses, along with wage increases, pension obligations, and declining mail volumes, have been weighing on the agency for years.
The reason it's more costly, right, is because, or at least one reason, is because they have processing equipment, machines that flip around a bunch of envelopes pretty efficiently, but packages are different sizes and shapes, so there's probably a lot more human handling.
Those have to be done by hand.
Right. In fact, it's all the machines that have risen. I love the machines have been risen in the last 20 years and have really cut back on the bigger mail rooms. I still have to go through mine individually.
Right.
There's no machine.
No other way to do it.
There's no machine putting my mail in order.
Got it.
And then also because of the parcels, you've got big bulky things, so you can't fit as many things into the truck.
In the truck. Right.
Which makes
more trips back and forth.
Yeah, more trips, etc. And a lot of times, if you've got something that's really heavy, then you come into weight restrictions of how much you can actually load into the truck.
Well, so far I haven't. I've come across some really heavy items, but I've never had to deal
I'm talking more about getting stuff from one place to another, not going on a delivery route.
I worked for UPS for 4 months, and they were sending axles, truck axles, hundreds of pounds.
Wow.
And I have never dealt with that with the post office, but UPS and FedEx, they do deal with that nonsense. So that's why they're all young dudes who work for them.
We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Our number, 855-450-FREE. More on the proposal to privatize the Postal Service, which sounds good on its face, but how's it actually going to happen if it is even approved? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so you can Skype in. At Skype username lrn.fm. There's plus you can use our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. It's the first room there in our list of chat rooms, and you can use the Discord server anytime you want to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. Head over to discord.lrn.fm to do that. And if you are a liberty-minded person and you've got a business and you want people to know within the Liberty community about your business, and you need to get it up over at liberty.menu. It's free to use liberty.menu. It's basically an online business directory, but it also has categories for events and digital content. So whether you're a creator or an events coordinator or a business owner, you ought to put your thing that you do, or the things that you do, up on liberty.menu. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that doesn't describe you, sorry, you're not welcome to use liberty.menu. It's exclusively for people who actually believe in liberty. So go to liberty.menu if you care about freedom, and you can use code FTL on your profile. You get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. As a result, as we continue here, it's Ian with you.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Conan, you're sharing from the Wall Street Journal about this new proposal as a part of a larger proposal, apparently, by the Trump administration to restructure the federal government, which includes a proposal to privatize the post office.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more.
Continuing on with the article, an independent agency of the executive branch. The Postal Service doesn't currently receive tax dollars for operating expenses, which are funded through sales of postage and shipping services.
But it does receive tax dollars to prop up their
pensions.
Pension fund.
Exactly, and they don't pay into the system as far as property taxes are concerned.
Yep.
President Trump has criticized the Postal Service on Twitter, accusing it of giving sweetheart deals to Amazon for package delivery and saying the agency needs to be restructured so it can compete fairly in the commercial markets. The task force, not to be confused with the space force, he convened in April, is expected to issue a report on its findings in August. It's right around the corner. We'll find out some more, I guess.
All right.
USPS is caught between a mandate to operate like a business, but with the expenses and political oversight of
a
public agency,
right,
according to the White House's proposal unveiled Thursday. In her statement Thursday, Mrs. Brennan, the Postmaster General, said potential potentially changes to the agency's business model should be developed and considered by the President and Congress in an open and transparent manner. A privatized postal service could be structured like an investor-owned utility.
Hold on, is this the Postmaster General saying this?
Yes, Postmaster General Brennan. Okay. A privatized postal service could be structured like an investor-owned utility and continue to be regulated by the Postal Regulation Commission or another government body. Consistent with existing models in privatization in Europe, the plan said.
Why we would want to emulate Europe, I'm not very sure.
Unless they've got it right.
Well, because Denmark, happy something.
Because of all the pills. But before going private through an initial public offering or sale to another entity like Amazon.
Wait, wouldn't they be going public through an initial public offering? It would be a government agency turning into a public company.
Before turning private.
Yeah.
By going through an initial public offering or sale to another entity like Amazon, the agency would have to reform its operations and demonstrate that it could be profitable, the plan said. And
well, then it never will.
I think it never will unless they change a lot of things.
Yeah. If they're hoping to sell, and they address this in the Reason article as well here that I've got. But if they're hoping to sell this thing. Like, if they were going to sell the post office straight up to Amazon or some other buyer or this IPO where people would then presumably get shares of a public corporation known as the Post Office Incorporated or something like that, then no, you wouldn't want to wait around until the post office could show profitability because it never will. If they're unprofitable now, I don't think any amount of, deck chair shifting on the post office governmental reorganization is going to make them become a profitable organization.
And as long as they have to remain under the wing of government, under government regulation, I mean, someone like that other entity might not ever step to the plate because they know they don't want to deal with the hassle. It's like, why take up this new company? Why don't I just start my own UPS or FedEx?
Because you're not allowed to. Yahoo Finance.
But if USPS fails, if they go bankrupt in the next 15 years,
They're already bankrupt.
They've been bankrupt. Congress is never going to remove the monopoly that the post office has, which means nobody is going to compete or be allowed to compete for first-class mail.
But would they remove the monopoly if the post office went private?
Probably not.
Well, then that would be a problem.
Yeah. Yahoo Finance has a list of what they refer to as common sense moves that would help fix the post office.
All right, let's hear it.
They suggest cutting mail delivery from 6 days down to possibly as few as three.
There have been proposals from the post office to do that.
I would do 1 day.
Really?
Just one.
That's it?
Just one.
I think three.
Wednesdays.
I think three would be good. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then you could still do package deliveries, you know, if people pay you a bunch of extra money.
And here's why I say 1 day. And you would still have parcel services every day.
Okay.
But 1 day, regular mail, and jack up the rates, which would prevent a lot of nonsense mail coming through your box, and so you wouldn't have as much work to do.
Okay.
Next proposal here, they say, is to allow postal carriers to deliver to a centralized drop box instead of to everyone's house. Which is something, Conan, that you had mentioned happens in some places. They say allow the post office to close underperforming post office. So if there's, let's just say that the tiny little town of Roxbury has a post office. Close that one.
Yeah.
And just, they drive, you know, 5 minutes one way to Keene or 5 minutes the other to Marlboro. Right now, Postal Service can't just decide to close a failing post office without congressional approval. Allow the Postal Service to charge market prices for stamps, setting prices in a way that actually covers the cost, which is something that Conan mentioned several times.
Meaning if you live in Los Angeles and you send mail to Los Angeles, it should cost something, say, less than sending from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Instead of costing 50 cents, no matter where it is you send, it might cost a few bucks or $2 or something like that to send all the way across the country, but maybe it would only cost 25 cents or 30 cents to do it next door.
Let the Postal Service sell a wide range of consumer products at its 35,000 post offices instead of limiting sales to a mere 11 non-postal products.
Huh.
I'm not sure what they mean here by a wide range. But
yeah, I don't know either. I feel like they've got, like, you know, tape and packaging materials and things like
right,
that.
Right, so that would be the 11 products.
Okay.
I'm guessing probably... expand on
snacks or something like that, soda pop.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
None of that crap's going to make them profitable.
I'm thinking, you know, they already do money orders, but you know, maybe allow them to sell boxes. Right now, they have boxes.
You
go grab the priority box and you just take it. It's free.
Well, it's a federal crime to use the box for any other purpose besides sending a package.
I've actually run into these fools who will use a postal box as, like, the packaging, the interior packaging.
Right.
And they'll wrap it with their own box.
Right.
So they got reinforced double box, but wow. Yeah,
and
I've never done it, never will.
Courtesy of the taxpayer.
The last thing here is to stop requiring the Postal Service to pre-fund retirement health benefits for its employees, a ruinous financial burden that no private sector company bears.
Which they haven't actually paid into since 2012.
But there's still a legal requirement that they do so. Whether or not they're abiding by the legal requirement is irrelevant.
Which should have been up last year, the end of last year.
So since they're not actually paying into it and they're required to do so, should not the Postmaster General be arrested for violating federal law?
Yes, and on top of that, the post office still owes like $30 billion to that fund.
It's not criminal.
It's like $6 billion every year or something that they haven't been paying into it.
Oh, right. It's not criminal when the government doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
And she has no liability for the actions of the
post office.
She's just the postmaster general.
She's
just a bureaucrat.
The budget layout, she actually quoted that in order to stay liquid, you know, we can't pay into this, otherwise you're going to hurt all of our postal employees. And I guess that worked, and the Congress is like, oh, all right, well, you can't pay it because it'll hurt, you know, this almost 900,000 employees.
There's more to say on this proposal. Did you have more to share from your story?
No, that's it.
Because I'm going to dig in a little bit to what Reason Magazine is saying. They say this plan needs a serious look. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, on the way, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about some not-so-good news in the world of cannabis and banking and gunning down journalists. According to one advocate, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.